This is an executive summary of diversifying a 1031 across multiple DSDs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you sell an investment property and complete a 1031 exchange, you face a choice: reinvest all your proceeds into a single replacement property, or spread them across several. With a single property, your entire exchange, and all your deferred gain, rides on one asset, one market, and one set of tenants. Delaware statutory trusts, DSDs, offer a powerful alternative, because their relatively low minimums let you split one exchange across multiple DSTs. Doing so lets you diversify by asset class, multifamily, industrial, net lease retail, and more, by geography, different metros and regions, and by sponsor, different management teams, reducing the concentration risk of betting everything on one property. You still have to respect the 1031 identification rules, which limit how many properties you can identify, so diversification must be planned. This guide explains why to diversify your exchange, how to spread across asset classes, geographic and sponsor diversification, the identification rules for multiple DSTs, and a sample diversified allocation. Note that DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors after a suitability review. Sample allocations are generic and not recommendations, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your advisors. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.